Lord, help us to commence this evening with hymn 796. When we pray or when we sing, or read or speak or hear, or do any holy thing, be this our constant care, with a fixed and constant faith, Jesus Christ to keep in view, trusting wholly in his death, in all we ask or do. 796.
Thank you. us read the general epistle of Jude. The epistle of Jude. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, and called, mercy unto you, and peace, and love, be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities round about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after flesh, I will therefore put you in remembrance that though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not, But what they know naturally as brood beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars, to whom is reserved the darkness, the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murderers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Saviour, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless his most solemn word. May he grant prayer. O Lord, may we read with some measure of understanding, even of those great solemnities spoken of by thy servant. May the fruit be in our hearts, even reverence and godly fear before thee, the holy, heart-searching God. Help us to come aright, for what hope have we but in the finished work of Jesus Christ? One cried of old, O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. But in me is thine help. Lord, we ask for that help, that gracious aid of thy Spirit, founded upon no merit of the creature, but dependent upon the grace of God. Mercifully look upon us, we pray now, at this evening hour, and feed our souls with the bread of life. Lord, grant unto us that understanding of thy Spirit. May thy word be a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path, in these most sad and solemn days. Such days there have been, such days there continue to be. Lord, oh, such a day it is, even these last days, when it is so evident that Satan goeth about as like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, and at times putteth on that garb of a serpent, subtle in his ways to deceive, if it were possible, even the very elect. O Lord, may we be kept upon our watchtower. May we be preserved from complacency. May we not become so accustomed to evil that we consider it as the norm in our day. O, may there be that tender conscience afforded us, that trembling on account of the excesses of evils that abound. May we flee for refuge, Lord Jesus, unto thyself. The hen doth cause her brood at the very approach of danger to shelter beneath her wings. And we would, oh, that our ears may be opened to recognize the dangers that abound and to flee for refuge in the wounded side of Jesus Christ, a refuge for sinners the gospel makes known. O Lord, shelter us, we pray. cover us with thy mercy. Preserve us in this day of evil. Uphold us by thy free spirit. We ask, Lord, that we may be enabled to pray one for another and bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Oh Lord, dangers abound. We are no match against the wiles of the adversary. Lord, we ask particularly that daily we might be kept by the power of God to show forth whose we are and whom we serve, to give witness unto that power which we trust has been felt within, even that power of God in bringing us to himself. Oh, may many yet be brought so. Hear the gospel sound. Joyfully respond amidst all their corruptions and amidst all the scars that they bear on account of the conflicts in which they have been engaged. Lord, we pray for Zion, the very apple of thine eye. Oh, wilt thou remember her with that favour that thou bearest unto thine, and visit with thy salvation. Command the blessing, Lord. Command deliverances for Jacob. Oh, give thee added strength, we pray thee, to resist the devil, that he might flee from us. We pray, Lord, for his special help in those darksome paths of life's pathway. Oh, for that is special aid. May we feel it, Lord, and recognize it as that upholding arm of infinite mercy. Lord, may there be given sweet assurance from time to time that we are bound up in that bundle of life. And may, Lord, we come through, though scathed by sin, yet not destroyed by its power. Thus remember us, we pray. Be with this little cause of truth. We thank thee, Lord, for the goodly number that gather and young friends amongst them. We pray, Lord, that each may be preserved. Oh, keep them, Lord, in this darksome day. Hear the parents' cry, the grandparents' petition. Lord, we beg of thee, so work in many a heart that they cleave unto the truth as it is in Jesus. Give them to see that which is of the spirit and that which is of the flesh, and enable them to choose that better part. Christ, once crucified, now risen at the Father's right hand in glory. We pray thus for the young, they that bear the burdens of life in a special way, seeking to provide those needful things for their families and others. O Lord, do thou make that way for them, that they may honestly provide, even in a day when honesty is despised. We pray, Lord, for afflicted friends. We pray, O gracious God, for aged friends, they that may feel e'en now the mud wall cottage shake, feel those infirmities of the flesh, perhaps in some measure frustrated. They cannot do as once they did. O Lord, cause them to realize the blessedness of the promise, yea, in the very fulfillment of it. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Be with bereaved friends, we beseech thee. O grant, Lord, those comforts which alone thou canst afford. Didst thou not say, O Lord of old, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. Be an husband unto the widow, a father to the fatherless. Lord, remember each in the lonely paths of life. O may they be found resting upon thee. Divine support afforded them. Day by day. O, preserve, Lord, from that spirit of dejection. And though discouragements are the lot of many, O, may it please thee, Lord, from here, from time to time, to send that ray of light and life into their soul, wherein they may rejoice in thee. Prepare us each for the change when it shall come. The years roll over our heads. We scarce can say, the week, the month has gone, it's passed into eternity. Here we are, e'en at this present time, one third of this present year gone. O Lord, do cause us to number our days, so teach us to number our days and apply our hearts unto wisdom, to give diligence to make our calling and election sure. Grant sincerity, Lord, we pray. Preserve from hypocrisy. Oh, may we be witnesses to the power of God working mightily in our hearts. Oh, may it be ours to speak well of him. Hear prayer, Lord, for those abroad in other lands subject to much conflict and persecution. We pray for thy one church worldwide. We ask, O Lord, that thou wouldst gather in the converts, those turned around by thy Spirit. O, may there be that witness yet heard in Zion. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will tell you what he hath done, what he hath done for my soul. And now, Lord, we would not multiply words. Lord, all our desire is before thee. Our groanings are not hid from thee. The secret concerns, the exercises of the soul, sometime more than others, unspeakable. We cannot express them. But oh, how true the word, heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop. Lord, grant, oh, grant unto such that good word from time to time, that they may be brought out of that slough of despond. We pray now, command the blessing. Oh, may we speak, Lord, as led by thy Spirit. We come as an empty vessel. Lord, that's no exaggeration, thou knowest. Oh, a void we feel, which only thou canst fill. An emptiness, oh, such poverty, such ignorance. But Lord, thou dost have compassion upon the ignorant and they that are out of the way. Thou dost not despise the prayer of the destitute. Oh, may be proved that yet there thine ear is open unto those cries now. Now, at this evening hour, I've seen thy tears, I've heard thy cries. Oh, come down, we pray, and deliver for the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy. Now will I arise, saith the Lord. Oh, let it be known, Lord, let it be known that thou art God in Israel. May we humbly ask, oh, and plead that I am thy servant and that I speak that which thou dost give. Oh, we would that this might be known in Zion, up and down the land and in other lands, even at this evening hour. That precious name of Jesus proclaimed, that sinners might look and live. These mercies we ask, along with every unmentioned favour, seeking pardon for our souls. Pardon, Lord, and peace, the very seal of God upon our sin-stained conscience. Oh, so, Lord, remember us. We plead for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 792. Faith in the bleeding Lamb, oh, what a gift is this! Hope of salvation in his name, how comfortable 'tis. 792.
seeking the help of the Lord. Grace of dependence upon him. We venture again to the words you'll find in Zechariah from the 3rd chapter. We read the 2nd verse. Zechariah, chapter 3, verse 2. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? We are either servants of Satan or found by grace in that kingdom here below of God's grace, serving the true and living God. This separation is revealed throughout Holy Writ, even from Genesis to Revelation. The Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth, and Satan, that enemy, that adversary to all that is good, hath yet a little season wherein he wields his power and harasses the children of the living God. Believest thou this? Many today dismiss these things as cunningly devised fables. Such things which are not relevant to our present age. Yet we venture to say, oh, more than ever before, Satan doth go about even like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And at other times, like the subtle serpent, would deceive, if possible, even the very elect of God. Zechariah was sent, one of the minor prophets. And as we mentioned this morning, sent of Israel's God to comfort the weak, the weary, the oppressed among that little remnant that yet remained in the land. They that were harassed by those enemies without and within, hindering, if it were possible, that work of God, even the building of the walls of Jerusalem, and that going about to ensnare even those that would be about this good work, God's work in Zion. We would, as the Lord may enable us, venture a little further. Joshua was shown of Satan and how he stood at the right hand Zechariah was shown of Satan and how he stood at the right hand of Joshua, seeking that there may be, would be that which should bring reproach upon Zion's king. He hath ever been at it, continues to be so, and will down to the very end of time. Willing subjects he hath, those under his dominion, who serve him, yea, with their whole heart. He will not harass, but his target. I put it so as the words come upon one's spirit. His target is those who fear God, and he knoweth. He knoweth such. Doth not one say, and Satan trembles when he sees saints upon their knees. Zechariah was shown in this vision, a vision among others, of those things that were taking place then and continue to be so in every generation. Satan attempting to remove that trust, that faith of which you've sung, that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. A powerful foe, and very often successful temporarily in his endeavors. Satan hath desired to have thee, to sift thee as wheat. But I have prayed for thee. This separating work, which such exercise causeth in the believer's heart, is overruled for their spiritual prosperity, to encourage them, these weak believers, in their pilgrimage of life. The Lord said unto Satan, The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. I thought of those words of the hymn writer. I turned to them in the vestry. What do we read? Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He, to save my soul from danger, interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let that grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. We are in danger. Fire signifies danger. And I do believe Satan goeth out of his way, as it were, to promote these dangers, plot them, to catch the unwary feet, to dig those pits, camouflage them, to catch, oh, those that unthinkingly, without resource, to the throne of grace, might consider themselves safe for a little season, till brought to a stand, they realize how they have been left and left to walk in those ways of sin. Now, the Lord, I believe we can see here the Father, the Son. We behold that which is spoken unto this adversary. May we not see this as such that oppose the truth, such that oppose true Christianity, who would do all in their power to remove that influence, that God-given influence. How relevant today are these instances as recorded even in Old Testament scripture. Satan hath desired to have thee, to sift thee as wheat, but I have prayed for thee. We see, oh, couch in these words, the intercession of the one advocate before the Father of these bruised reeds, these brands brought up out of the fires, the dangers that they are saved from. The Lord Jesus Christ here, he advocates their cause. Here the word speaks of the election of God's grace. Those bound up in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he takes up their cause. Will he contend forever? Saith Job. Will he? Perhaps one feels somewhat like that this evening. Those contentions of God, as they are felt by those that are oppressed in Zion and burdened with difficulties, and perplexities? Will he contend forever? Said that dear man of God. No. But he will put strength in me. What do we glean from that? Oh, sure it is. That strength of prayer afforded such as Christ prayeth for them. I have prayed for thee. Ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Will he content? No. He'll put strength in thee. Sometimes we say, Satan always oversteps his mark. And there's that which is profitable brought out under these temptations and through these trials. Sanctifying grace, the promoting of godliness, a tender spirit before the Lord. I have prayed for thee. Fire then signifies danger. Satan seeks to ensnare the people of God by his accusations, even as he condemns them. I felt to see for a fleeting moment, and there we came down this evening, oh, one pulled out of the fire, unthinkingly. They had been ensnared. They have to confess, and that before God. I've sinned against light, against knowledge. Satan hath ensnared. Dangers have overtaken. We see, one as it were, mauled by the heat of the fire, yet brought out by sovereign grace. Oh, did not the apostle speak in this manner? I bear in my body, he saith, the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. As he labored, so many a time, tried and tempted, sore put to by the adversary of souls, whoever seeketh to overthrow true religion, anathema it is unto him. And see, how the Apostle Paul had to walk that path. And he said thus on one occasion, I bear in my body, he saith, the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those scars in those conflicts. He fought that good fight of faith. Friends, he was not unscathed. He came forth, yea, more than conqueror, through him that loved him, and gave himself for them, for him. But he was not without those marks. Cometh the Lord Jesus, yea, in those very hours of temptation. And he rebukes Satan. If I can put it in this way, he reminds him would have him bring to remembrance that for this people, Christ has interposed his precious blood in that time of danger. Yes, they've come, pulled out by sovereign grace, plucked forth. It's nothing short of a miracle, is it? Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. How sweet the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. Plucked out. Can you bring yourself out of those troubles? What does one say? The more I strive against sin's power, I sinned and stumbled, but the more. Till late I heard my Saviour say, come hither, soul, I am the way. It's faith in Christ. Faith in Christ. Then the thought comes, as we consider others, perhaps those near and dear unto us by the ties of nature, we see them in danger. We see dear ones walking in those paths of disobedience. We see them imbibing the sinful influences of this world. We see them, as it were, even, I speak carefully, come so, entertaining the adversary, rolling sin as a sweet morsel under the tongue, caring nothing for those things of God. And what does it need? Nothing short that that arm of sovereign grace should bring such out of that condition. Think of the one that was found among the tombs, wild and uncouth. And what do we read? No man could tame him. No man could tame him. The chains he break. Nothing. Friends, can you do anything in these things? Without him, we can do nothing. Nothing at all. But this prayer, God-given prayer, it is a weapon. Even the weakest and the feeblest wield it best. We do not fight, what does one say? We do not fight against flesh and blood. It is ours in these last days. As the Apostle Paul exhorts us, these things, they come in the path. And what power have we against these? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. These are the evils that Zion is called upon to contend with, saith the Lord. As concerning his own, Satan, I chose him, the eternal three. And what power hast thou to remove him from that blessed condition. Yes, he's fallen into the fire. He sinned, to such an extent that natural reasoning would give up and suggest there is and can be no deliverance. Is it so? Is it so? We're bidden to take on the whole armour of God. Christ, claims that one. Think of that occasion, the parables that the Lord Jesus Christ spake of, as he speaks of that lost piece of silver. They that went out to seek and found that. And so he says, there's joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons that seek no repentance. Satan, there's joy in heaven. Mauled they may be by the fire. Think of their Lord. His visage more marred than any man's. He endured the fire of God's wrath against sin. He endured that which must have been their lot for a never-ending eternity. They are scarred in a little measure. They know something in that fellowship of Christ, with Christ, of his sufferings, in that condition. But Christ, he hath, and this is his intercessory work. This is the way in which the Lord Jesus Christ rebuffs Satan, resists the devil, and claims that poor sinner. Friends, weak, weary, out of the way maybe, and yet a brand. It's so likened here in Scripture. A dry stick, we said this morning, plucked out of the fire. The instances there have been, the instances there continues to be, and would we not hope, would we not make it our petition to look again unto his holy temple, seeking that he might, in his mercy, so deliver these from those fires, from the very clutches of Satan. And what, alone, can effect this? I speak in all simplicity, and yet it's profound. One says, how little we know of Jesus' precious blood. But 'tis the blood, the precious blood of Christ alone, that can relieve and bring out of those dangers, pluck the such out, even these vessels of mercy, pluck them out of those dangers and set them free. If the Son shall make you free, then shall ye be free indeed. Sometimes think of the spider, that little insect. It weaves its web, and we're given to understand there is on those minute strands a sticky substance, which, as we would all know, the unthinking fly is ensnared in and comes to an untimely death. I use it as a simple illustration. We cannot pursue it too far. But oh, see, Satan, he, as it were, gilds those temptations with sweet things, sticky substances. And ere that soul knoweth, he is ensnared. And struggle as he may, he cannot release himself. Certain death is till Jesus, again, I refer to those words. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interposed his precious blood, sin-atoning blood, cleansing blood. He sets the sinner free, a brand ready for the burning, ready for destruction. And so it would be, friends, was it not so with you? And alas, we're still prone to wander, prone to leave the God we trust, we love. I say, is it not so? Jesus' blood alone, Satan cannot abide mention of that sin-atoning blood. Behold, said the Lord unto Moses, a place beside me, the wounded side of Jesus Christ, the fountain opened, a place beside me, the open wounds of Jesus. Oh, there's healing. There's that liberty given, yea, through Christ's precious blood. He shed his blood, paid that penalty price, every mite that was required. Now, Satan, the Lord rebukes thee. Canst thou touch it in one? The merit's in Christ. It rests there. Precious blood purchased. This one, from the very pit of corruption. What says one? I will not fear what man shall do unto me, sheltering neath Calvary. Oh, me flood of Calvary. Oh, there's safety. There's divine protection. Yea, think again of that hen, her brood she calls, and they shelter beneath her wings until these calamities be overpast. Can Satan pierce through that protection? Hen, oh, gathers her chicks, protects them from the marauding foes, whilst, oh, the precious blood of Christ preserves that soul in danger, protects them and brings them forth as that very trophy of his love. We said this morning, oh, I did beg the Lord I wouldn't be left to go over the same ground again. I trust we haven't. May there be some encouragement here. That precious blood of Christ, oh, it is to be made mention of. 'Tis safety there. A brand, a fiery brand, we might say, plucked
out of that danger, brought into safety. Friends, it's sovereign grace. Free and sovereign grace. We're privileged to have the gospel. Who can attest fully to the wonders of God's grace? He, what did it say concerning David? He found him, he brought him, yea, even unto the kingdom. All of grace, no work of men's hands. Oh, such some speak of saving this soul, doing that to save another, taking this course and considering, oh, that if they could but get through, as it were. Friends, oh, if I know anything of it, you'll never get through that hard crust. It needs a power divine to penetrate even into those realms of Satan. It needs a power divine to bring such forth saving grace. Oh, is it not the theme of our song? Is it not the joy of our heart? Friends, could you be here? Could I be here? But for the grace of God. Mercy, 'tis a sweet thing. Without thy sweet mercy, I could not live here. Sin soon would reduce me to utter despair. A brand. A burning brand. Plucked out. Brought forth from the dangers that are abroad, and their feet set upon that rock, the rock Christ Jesus. Oh, wonder of wonders, such grace. All honor belongeth unto God, all thanks unto his dearly beloved Son. Once a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. Was it not so? All born in sin, shapen in iniquity. The time came when Satan had to lose hold of that brand. Plucked out of the fire and brought into that kingdom of God's grace. Is that to say that while life remains, that such are immune from the temptations and trials of the path? I might say, I don't believe many would quarrel with me if I did so say. Those troubles increase. They deepen. And the more we tread through them, we see our utter inability to do anything. But there is that hand of grace. There's not one speak of it, a kind, a firm, but kindly hand of grace that bringeth forth such. I think of Lot, sojourning in Sodom and Gomorrah, sitting at the very gate of the city. But oh, there was that constraint laid upon him. Could the Lord destroy those cities? Was Lot, a chosen vessel of mercy, a fallen one, but could he destroy that city, except he be brought forth even unto Zoar? A brand plucked, a firm, but friendly hand of grace, oh so firm, lays a hand upon the shoulder, restrains and keeps such, and brings them forth. Ere there was that poured out upon Sodom and Gomorrah,
that fire from heaven. Rain. Oh, do we realize the dangers that we're in? Have we found refuge in Christ? God is our refuge, a very present help in time of trouble. But these things are not learned. As one says, like a schoolboy learns his tasks. It is not learned by the mere, and I'm careful how I speak, the mere reading of the word or the reciting of any hymn. Friends, is experience. It's going down into the depths to behold the wonders of the Lord in the deep. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, a brand plucked, all honour, all glory be unto his name. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even he shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. May the Lord forgive everything spoken amiss. Anything aright, may he own and bless it. May the benefit accrue unto believers, even weak believers, encouraged by free and sovereign grace. Who can tell? Who can tell? Come again. Even as you are, thy garments soiled with the fire, Christ hath blessings to impart.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £715, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Sayers is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Tim Parrish next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School. Let us close with hymn 183. By covenant, transaction and blood, says Jesus, my people are mine. Their sin-bearing victim I stood, yea, for them my life did resign. The curse of the law I sustained, did them from all cursing set free, that when by stern justice arraigned, the sinner should look unto me. 183.
Thank you.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.